Autumn drifted into winter, and the strange listlessness that had hung over me since meeting the man in the rain gave way to the usual frantic preparations for Christmas, planning and making lists, preparing costumes for the school nativity play. That walk beside the river, the swans, the dripping branches, the rainbow, they seemed like a dream. The picture of him striding away, coat flying out behind him, just a dream. And the house behind the trees, that's where I live, he'd said. That had been just a field when I went back. Black crows pecking among the stubble. It didn't exist. Dreams are what you wake up from. This was reality. Remembering to order the turkey, rummaging around in the attic for whatever could be made into a pair of wings and a shepherd's crook. I was in town one day with Lucy, who seemed to grow out of her shoes every other week, coming out of the shoe shop when it started to drizzle. I found myself glancing involuntarily towards the statue of the scholar with the flying gown. That was where I'd first seen him. "Mom," Lucy tugged my arm, "can we go to McDonald's, please?" I laughed, shaking my head. "Not today, darling." The flying gown, the flying raincoat, the mind can play strange tricks. The black umbrella at the back of the hall cupboard must have some perfectly innocent explanation. It was all just a dream. The week before Christmas, there was always a night out with the girls I used to work with, before motherhood and keeping the books for James's decorating business got in the way. We'd chosen the new Chinese restaurant. Not very Christmassy, but there would be more than enough turkey and plum pudding the following week. I'd made an effort. I knew Sandra and Polly would be very glam, and Alison would look $1 million in an old sack. Clingy, sparkly black dress, silver earrings, high heels. I ordered a taxi. "Have a good time," called James from the sofa, where he and the kids were settling down with a carton of popcorn to watch Spider-Man. "You seem different," whispered Polly. We were on our second bottle of wine. Everyone was laughing as Alison told a funny story about our old boss. "Different? Me? How?" "Sort of secretive." "Not me," I shrugged. "No room for secrets in my life." The waiter was lifting the lids off an array of steaming, fragrant dishes. Everyone was murmuring and reaching out to try things. Suddenly, I felt that I had to be outside. Rain was hammering on the big black panes of glass, glittering with reflections. I grabbed my phone. "I think that's James about one of the kids," I lied. "I'll be right back." "Take your coat," called someone. "It's pelting out there." "No need, I won't be a minute." The restaurant opened onto a cobbled lane. I held my face up to the rain and felt it falling on my eyelashes, lips, cheeks. I laughed and started walking towards the high street. My stupid heels were catching in the cobbles. There was the statue. And there was a lone figure standing beside it, with a black umbrella, as I knew there would be. "Another umbrella?" I asked, smiling. "Plenty of others," he said. "Here." He took off his raincoat and draped it around my shoulders. "Lovely dress, but you'll catch your death in it."